In this week's parasha, we have the inyan of Ben Soiro Moira. Now, we all know what Rashi says from Chazal, that a Ben Soiro Moira who's chayiv misa is not because the avera that he did right now. Rather, a Ben Soiro Moira is nerag al shem soifai. He gia toira la soif daitai. The Torah was able to see the future that will come out of him. Soif shemachal le mamon aviv, umevakish li mudai ve'enai moitzei, from the behavior that the Ben Soiro Moira displayed in his youth, the Torah was Yorid L'Soif Daitoi, that he's just going to go on and on until there's no hope. And that's why the Torah said, Yomu Zakei Va'al Yomu Schayef. That's famous. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Peches. The Gemara says there's one way out that a Ben Soiro Moira could be saved from his Chiyuv Misa. It says, Ben Soiro Moira, Sherotzu Ove V'imoy Lim Chaylai, Moichlanoi. If the parents could find it in their heart to be Moichel a Ben Soiro Moira for what he did to them, the Mechila works, and then he's not Chiyuv Misa. And the Shem Shmuel asks, how could that be? A Ben Soiro Moira is not Nerag because of what he did to his parents. A Ben Soiro Moira is Nerag al Shem Soifoi. So what would the Mechila of the parents help? If the Torah sees the future of this behavior, what will the Mechila of the parents help? The Shem Shmuel says, it must be that if the parents are Moichel, the soif daitoi, the future that the Torah predicts for this Ben Soiro Moira will also change. The Shem Shmuel explains, because be'emes, it's hard to understand the whole idea of Ben Soiro Moira. Why is it Yerda Torah l'soif daitoi? Everyone has the chance of doing tshuva, including this Ben Soiro Moira. The Shem Shmuel explains it, al pi his derech, that the ability for anybody to do tshuva properly and change his ways is only b'schus of the Avos HaKadoshim. When a person is connected to the chain of our Avos HaKadoshim, all the way back to Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, that gives him the ability, the purity, to be able to do tshuva. And that's why it says in the Medrash that only Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, has the idea of tshuva. A goy doesn't have the idea of tshuva, because Klal Yisrael is always connected back to the Avos HaKadoshim, which is the makar of Taira. So Klal Yisrael has where to go back to. But a goy doesn't have tshuva because he doesn't have where to go back to. That's what the Shem Shmuel says. So the Shem Shmuel explains, everyone has a chance to do tshuva. But the Ben Soiro Moira, who detached himself from this Shalshelas HaAvos, by stealing from his parents, rebelling against his parents, so Memela, he doesn't have the chance of tshuva. Says Hashem Yishmuel, but if the parents are moichel him, the parents have the ability to reconnect him to this chain of the avos, then it's not Yerda Torah L'Soif Daitoi. This person is going to end up doing tshuva. That's the way the Shem Yishmuel explains. It's possible in a similar Derech to the Shem Shmuel to explain this idea. The Lashon of Rashi is very interesting. It says, a Ben Soiro Moira is Nerag al Shem Soifoi. Why? Because Yor the Torah L'Soif Daitoi. The Torah was able to see deeply into the Soif Daitoi of the Ben Soiro Moira that he's just going to go from worse to worse until there's no hope. Why does it say Soif Daitoi? What does it have to do with his Das? It should say Yor the Torah L'Soif Maisav. They see that one Maisav will lead to the next. What's the Pshat in Yor the Torah L'Soif Daitoi? Why is it totally in his Das? Possibly we could explain this inyan al pi the pasuk that we say in Tillim and Shira Malas. It says ki imcha haslicha leman tivare. We say Takadosh Baruch Hu ki imcha haslicha. You have the concept of slicha, forgiveness, leman tivare, in order that we should fear you. Rav Gifter says slicha brings yira. L'chayra, it should be the opposite. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know, is never Seileach, that's really scary. But if we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Seileach, that's not as much Yira. It's not as scary. What's ki imcha aslicha leman tivari? Says Rav Gifter, the pshat is like this. Once a person is chayta, and he realizes the low madrega that he reached, the moment that he feels, I'm in a situation where there's no way to fix it. What I did, I did. The low madrega I got into, I'm stuck there. There's no way out. There's no forgiveness. Such a person who's feeling so low and beneath, he's miyuyish. He gives up. And he can't even bring himself to have yira. Yira he can only have when he feels this hope. But a person who feels hopeless and stuck, he can't even bring himself to have the yira. He's so given up, he can't even have yira. So that's what it says. Ki imcha haslicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yuseleach us. Whatever we did, there's hope. Leman tivare, now we'll be able to have yira. If we feel that there's hope, we can get ourselves together and have yira. That's ki imcha haslicha leman tivare. So maybe it's the same idea by a ben Sayru Umayra. A ben Sayru Umayra, the Torah says, Yard the Torah l'saif daitoy of the ben Sayru Umayra. There's a lot of chatoyim that a person could be over on. But this ben Sayru Umayra really stooped down to a very low madrega. He stole from his parents. He went against the parents that took care of him his whole life. He really stooped down to a very, very low madrega. And the daitoy of this ben Sayru Umayra is a das of yirsh. Once I'm here, forget it. And he gives up on everything. The Torah was yardo, not l'saif maisav of the ben Sayru Umayra. This could be this big averas than that. But it's l'saif daitoy of the ben Sayru Umayra. He's in such a low state of mind that he'll never be able to pull himself up and come back to the right derech. So that's why the Torah says, Yomus Zakai va'al Yomus Chayiv. But it's not because of the Maisim, it's more because of the Das. In Cain, we could explain the Gemara. If the parents of the Ben Sayru Umayra are willing to be Meichel him, and they tell him that he's Meichel him, what does that do to the Das of the Ben Sayru Umayra? Look what I did, and still, Mami and Tati are Meichel me. That means they value me for what I am. Not for what I did. They value me for what I am. In Cain, that takes away his yush. That takes away the negative das. Yor de Torah l'saif daite shel ben Sayru Umayra. Now that they're Michael, he'll end up doing tshuva. That's the pshat. Mamish, the same as ki imcha aslicha leman tivare. It's the same thing. Ki imcha, if with the parents there's slicha, then he'll be able to come back to his yira, and the daitoy of the ben Sayru Umayra will change. That's the limud of ben Sayru Umayra. This limud is important for the parents to understand that the mechila and the worth that they sow their children is what will give them the koyach to pull out of possible yush and go back to their avodas Hashem. And it's really a limud for every single person. Sometimes a person wants to change be'etzim his ways, but he feels, look where I got already. Look at the madrega that I am, and he doesn't have the das. He doesn't have the motivation to even try. Look where I am. Look where I'm holding. And sometimes a person has to be meichel himself. He has to look at himself and be meichel himself. And value himself, and that also will help him change his das, and once he changes his das, he has the ki imcha aslicha leman tivarei.